Hey there, Chamber World. Jay Revel here. Welcome to another installment of the Tallahassee Chamber Podcast. We are so thrilled to have you tuned in with us today. We've got another great guest. And as always, I'm joined with my wonderful co-host and chief technical officer of this podcast episode, Sarah Solomon. Sarah, what's happening?
You know, it's another good day. I'm excited about the guest that we have with us here today.
We've got a fun one, folks. We've got a young man with us. His name is Joseph Alter. I'm going to go out on a limb and probably say you probably never heard of Joseph here in Tallahassee, but, you know,
That's about to change.
You're going to hear about him today, and I think you're going to enjoy the reasons why he's here. We have certainly enjoyed getting to know Joseph a little bit over the past few months. Joseph, first of all, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm really excited.
We're excited to have you, man, and it's been exciting to have you be a part of the Chamber family for the last 6, 7, 8, 9 months. You know, who's counting? Time flies when you're having fun. Folks, the reason that we have Joseph on the podcast today is Joseph is a graduate student at Florida State University. He's actually going after, we'll let him dig in a little bit of this more, but his second graduate degree there. He's diving into the world of business analytics. And the reason that he has been a part of our family of late here at the Chamber is that we have something pretty unique we kicked off last October, where we now have a student representative on our board of directors. We actually went in, Sarah did a great job cleaning up our bylaws for all this. We went in and added some new arrangements in our bylaws to ensure that we have a representative of the student bodies of our three main institutions, Florida State University, Florida A&M University, and Tallahassee Community College, on our board of directors. This was a unanimous vote of our board to do this, and it really came from a really thoughtful place that was inspired by a former board member, a former chamber personality that is someone we miss every day, Skip Smith, of formerly of Capital City Bank. Skip was a great man. He was a tremendous resource for our community, for the business community. And if you knew Skip, one of the most impressive things about him was that he was an extremely outgoing mentor to students in this community, particularly at Florida State. He was very involved with his fraternity there. He was very involved with the business school. He was someone who was a well-known face and worked with many, many years' worth of students coming off of that campus to try to figure out how to get them plugged into our community and plugged into a future in business. And so when Skip passed away last year, one of the things that we did was we created a Skip Smith Endowment. And you've probably heard a little bit, folks, about hopefully our efforts around the Talent Lives Here initiatives, where we're constantly working to tell the stories of people who have chosen Tallahassee as the place to build their career. And as part of that, we wanted to build a new bridge to our universities to connect them directly to the work happening in our board of directors. And Joseph is the first person to walk over that bridge. So Joseph has been our student representative, serving for Florida State University on our board now since October. And we thought it would be a fun idea to have him come join us on the podcast.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So here we find ourselves.
Sure. And this has been a really unique experience for us. We already have incredible professional representatives from all of the campuses. We have faculty. We have Liz Hurst, who works in the president's office at FSU. But it really has been a new perspective to have a student who's on the ground level to just, you know, be in the room and see. And we're hoping that we're helping you learn a couple new things while we're at it. So, Joseph, do you want to just introduce yourself? Tell us your story. How'd you find yourself in Tallahassee? Where are you from? Tell us about school.
Yeah, the whole gambit, sure thing. To start off, funny enough, in regard to Skip Smith, I used to work with his sister, Becky Liner, at JMI. She was actually my boss. And 2 years ago, she connected me with Skip to just give me some advice with business and things like that. So unbeknownst to me, where I'd end up 2 years later, you know, being in this position that was in honor of him, he gave me advice 2 years ago when I was a senior in college. So it's pretty cool how that's first full circle.
That's incredible.
And that's, I mean, that's who Skip was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, a little bit about myself. I'm originally from Flagler Beach, Florida, a small town just north of Daytona Beach on the East Coast. I actually went to Florida Southern College for my undergrad, double majored in business and advertising there. After that, I knew I needed to get a graduate degree, and Florida State was the only choice I needed. So I came up here to get my MBA at the College of Business here, graduated in 2018, and right after that, I rolled into my Master's of Business Analytics. I knew I wanted to specialize in data and the math and science behind business, and that was perfect for me. So
just couldn't get enough.
Couldn't get enough. Need a little more school. Yeah, I think this
a little
is
more
it.
Tallahassee.
Yeah, too. A little more Tallahassee. That's what it is. Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is it after this this program.
Never say never.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, it's a fascinating story of yours, and you know, we just heard some good news from you earlier as we were sort of warming up our voices for the podcast. You just went through a life-changing moment, right? You're engaged.
Yes, absolutely. As of December, 19th, I'm engaged, man.
Congratulations. Fantastic.
Thank you.
And the future Mrs. Alter is from South Africa, right?
She is, yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty
she cool. She lives in the United States
yeah.
now. Just,
yeah, well, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And she's here in Tallahassee with you as well, right?
She's actually not.
Oh, okay. Excuse
me. She works down in Tampa as a graphic designer.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very cool. Graphic design. Cool. Well, that's awesome.
We've been doing the long distance thing for a while. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's good. You know,
it's a true test. That's our relationship.
Bond stays strong. That's good.
That means we're meant to be.
Exactly.
I'm sure she has to sit up and listen to you talk about how much you love sitting in chamber board meetings on the phone late at night. Let's talk a little bit about those chamber board meetings and some of your experience there. So I guess your first meeting would have been, what, about October last year? Mm-hmm. So what? Give me some first impressions of that. You know, we reach out to you. We get you connected in this opportunity. You walk in the door and go from there.
Yeah. It's funny because prior to the chamber meetings, I was involved, you know, with student organizations or this, that, where, you know, we'd have similar type meetings, but it was, you know, with 17, 18-year-olds up to 22-year-old. And so
remarkable difference.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the real deal. So sitting in it and actually seeing, you know, the discussions talked about or the plans implemented or things like that is so insightful. You know, as a young, naive student, you don't realize what goes on behind the scenes for a community or for businesses. And so seeing all the things that develop and are talked about and are taken in consideration for the entire community, not just the business community, is incredible. And so I think one of the things that I always get the most out of is, Jay, your scorecard that you go over in the very beginning, where it goes over all the statistics and the data of Tallahassee compared to other counties, compared to the entire state of Florida, and the trends and forecasting of where we could be. To me, as an analytics guy, I get the most out of that to see, you know, where the opportunity lies or where we can invest more time and energy into. I really enjoy that part, so keep that up. Thanks for doing
that. Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I think everyone's favorite part is usually when I include the picture of my daughter.
Exactly.
How she's growing up in that. But, you know, I try to give everyone, you know, for those of you listening, if you've never had the opportunity to come to a chamber board meeting, we start every meeting with a breakdown of what is called the Florida Scorecard. If you don't know the Florida Scorecard, highly encourage you to go in, type that into your Google machine, and dig around in some of that data sometime. That's produced by our friends at the Florida Chamber of Commerce through their Chamber Foundation, where they do some outstanding research. Dr. Jerry Parrish is a good friend of this building and does good work there. But we like to give everyone sort of the Reader's Digest version of some of the economic data that's happening in our state and how it affects our community as well. We started doing that probably over a year ago now, where we really, again, try to give everyone at least a base level understanding of what the numbers are telling us, what the numbers are showing us for our community and how we compare to the rest of the state. And the good news is we keep seeing numbers ticking in the right direction. Could always be better, but you know, it's an interesting way to kick things off.
Absolutely.
Hey, Joseph, you know, in your time at these board meetings, anything that has surprised you or really opened your eyes or given you a perspective maybe you wouldn't have found in other means of your ongoing education?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say it didn't surprise me, but it was very interesting and heartwarming to see is the passion and compassion that the board members have for Tallahassee and the growth of it. You know, talking about whatever's on the table, and everybody has their own opinion and discussions about it regarding, you know, Lord knows what, but it's the passion that they want to make Tallahassee the best community possible for themselves, their business, their family. I think that was the most interesting part to me.
Our board is full of a remarkable mix of professionals across many different industries, businesses, you name it. We have somebody representing it on our board. And that the mutual connection there is that they all love Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to hear your perspective on Tallahassee. You've lived here a couple years now. Mm-hmm. What do you think? And has your perspective changed at all since you've been with us on the chamber board?
Yeah. So like I said, I moved here in May of 2017, I believe. And funny enough, I've only visited Tallahassee a couple times. The very first time I went was back in high school when I was 15 or 16. I went to Boise State up here.
Very cool.
And so, yeah, as I feel like as many college students coming into Florida State or just visiting Tallahassee, it's they might think of it as a college town with some political buildings in it or it's a state capital. But after being here for only a couple months originally, I realized it was so much more than that. You know, carrying on, getting involved with the community and things like that, especially with the chamber, it's way deeper than that. It's a community. It's a strong business hub where there happens to be Florida State and FAMU and the Capitol, but the real driver is the businesses and the community here.
Sure. One of the things that we talk about a lot with students and relating to students is the campus bubble, as mm-hmm, we say.
Exactly.
And there's a whole area of town where students usually tend to stick. Mm-hmm. And you're a graduate student, so you may not have been, you know, as apt to staying there. But can you tell us a little bit about your experience outside the campus bubble?
Yeah, of course. I think what really kicked it off during my MBA, I was fortunate enough to be elected as the president of the MBA Association, so leading networking events and community events. And the Rotary Club in town came to us, and they have an Ethics and Business Award each year. And so they wanted the MBA Association to chair that event and be the selection committee, so interview the applicants and create a criteria. And I think that was really the preceding kickoff for me to what's outside of the campus. So, you know, talk to anybody from John Rivers from Four Rivers, who has a lot of work here.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Tom Zapolsky with his company and things like that, and being involved in the Rotary Club and reaching out to these people, interviewing them, going into their businesses. It's like, well, there's a little more out here besides the College of Business and College Town if we wanted to go down there.
Sure, there's mm-hmm. a lot more.
Yeah, no, there's tons. And, you know, we always try to encourage anytime we have interns in the building or you know, I go and speak on campus pretty frequently. The number one thing I try to encourage them is to be an explorer in your own city,
mm-hmm.
Whether that means going out and, you know, getting a job and just discovering sort of resources through that everyday path or just going out and venturing to places like McClay Gardens or, you know, Goodwood, where we have our board meetings. You know, again, that's a place that most people probably don't intentionally go to very often. But we've got incredible places, you know, all the way down St. Mark's, down on the mm-hmm. coast. I mean, there's really some fascinating places all over the community that what we find is that when students take the time to go out and discover some of these things, I think the hooks tend to set a little deeper mm-hmm. from a perspective of our community, and makes it a little harder to leave. Yeah, I know when I was at Florida State, both, you know, undergrad and grad, it's pretty evident. You can tell who's ventured off campus and who hasn't, mm-hmm. and you know, I think it makes a huge difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything, you know, that if you had someone who was a new student at any of our universities or colleges coming here, what would you want them to know about, you know, your experience in Tallahassee, and what recommendations would you have for their time in Tallahassee?
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, I guess not so much Tallahassee, but just in general, is to build a network.
Yeah.
As we all know, there's so much talent here, both, you know, in all generational age gaps, is to go out and find, you know, a mentor, someone who can give you advice, connections down the road, if not right away, to lead to an internship or a career outside of when you graduate. So there's so much opportunity there to build your personal network, your professional network. And Tallahassee itself, I believe it's in a great location. You know, we have Atlanta 4 hours north. We have Jacksonville right there. The beaches, it's in Florida, so you're still, you know, a Floridian if you wanted, to claim yourself to be one. So I believe there's, yeah, so much capabilities and possibilities for any student coming in. It really depends on what they would love to get into, whether it be business, advertising, marketing, the arts. Yeah, just reach out, find somebody who is in your network or can lead you to a new network that you'd like to expand into.
So let me ask you this question, talking about network, because obviously being on the chamber board, you've had a pretty unique opportunity to build one. Have mm-hmm. you made any fascinating connections with any of our board members that that feel like maybe have opened up some doors for you as you're getting ready to kind of kick off your career moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the newer board members, Trent Sawyer, he works for North Highland Consulting. He was one of the first guys I met at my first board meeting. And he was, like I said, a new board member as well. So he was trying to get his bearings straight. And I knew I wanted to get into consulting. And he ended up as a consultant here in town. And so we started talking about that. And he gave me some insights and some advice. And I think we have a pretty beneficial connection. Every time I see him, we always make a joke of, you know, consulting things. And now that I'm going to be a consultant after I graduate, it's pretty interesting to see now that I'm in the professional world. I can have these conversations. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your future after you graduate and kind of wrap into that. What are your ultimate career goals?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So I was fortunate enough to be hired on as a consultant dealing with business intelligence and data strategy for a company called CCG Analytics down in Tampa.
We're sad to see you go, by the way.
I know. But I trust me. I'm
happy
for
you.
It was a tough decision. But yeah, this company kind of provided everything that I've been looking for in a company. So I'm really excited to move down there. So I'll be working with them starting in June. And down the road, I'm interested to see what happens as well. I'd love to eventually lead up a strategy for a company and you know, chief information officer type thing way down the road. That's the big goal. Every kid wants to be an astronaut or whatever. So, yeah, that's my thing is strategy and dealing with data and creating insights based off that.
So how did you discover that passion?
You know, that is a great question. And not to get sappy with this, but my fiance, she kind of pushed me in that direction.
They'll do that.
They will do that. It's a great starting point for our marriage. Going into my MBA, I was actually looking at marketing because I had an advertising background. And she saw that the FSU MBA has a business analytics concentration. She said, why don't you look at that? And I was like, well, I don't know. That's a little different. I don't really know much about it. And I've always been a science and math guy, so I don't understand why I never really looked into it. And sure enough, I was like, okay, you know, I'll try it out. It's the new thing, apparently. And I took a few classes for my electives as my MBA, and I loved it. And I wanted to know more about it. And I'm like, this is where my passions lie, and this is where I could, you know, see a lot of opportunity with myself. And I knew in this other master's program, the business analytics one, this is the first year, so I'm in the inaugural class. And I knew that this opportunity presents itself near graduation. And I need to jump on it. It was a one-year investment of my time and money, and so far it's paid off, and I hope it continues to pay off down the road.
That's fascinating. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's really cool. And, you know, our number one rule is after you go off and revolutionize the world that when you speak of us, do speak kindly.
Absolutely.
And Tallahassee's a funny place, though, man. It, you know, just be prepared because at some point in your life, you'll probably be sitting around a room somewhere. And, you know, maybe you'll be the one pushing the fiance back. You know, I think we ought to take this opportunity in Tallahassee. So,
yeah, of course.
We have plenty of opportunities for graphic design here if she ever wants to make a move.
I know.
Yeah, particularly in the building. So, you know, we're just thrilled to death that we've had the opportunity to get to know you over these past few months. And it's been so great. And, you know, I think the story that you told about the connection with Skip, you know, he would just love that we're all sitting here talking about the fact that you've gotten so plugged in with our community and that you're going to go on some really great things. And of course, you know, you're always going to be a great proponent of this community. It's pretty obvious. So I'm sure we'll see you again down the road before too long. And no question in my mind that if an opportunity ever presents itself in Tallahassee, you'll jump right at it. Right?
Absolutely, of course. I look forward to that.
Yeah, cool, cool. Well, anything you want to leave our listeners with, thoughts about the Chamber, thoughts about Tallahassee before we send you on down the road?
Yeah, I would just say, in any case possible, get involved. You know, reach out to somebody you might know in the Chamber, or you know, whichever on the contact page on the Chamber. Just reach out, get involved, have your voice be heard, because the more the better. And as we all know, what the community wants is what's best for the community in most cases. And so whatever your ideas you might be brewing up or things like that, it's best to get involved and get those heard and take action and be a part of the change. So I just want to thank you guys for allowing me the opportunity. This has been such a cool couple months. I'm looking forward to the next few months and the connections I've made with you guys and the board, and down the road. I'm looking forward to it. So this has been a really cool opportunity. So thank you guys.
Well, thanks for being a part of it. Thanks for being on our board of directors and engaging and really being present and really connected to what we're working on. And we just congratulate you on all your success, particularly with your pending nuptials. And
thank you.
We wish you all the best wishes. And we like I said, we know we'll see you again down the road before too long. And Sarah, anything you want to add before we sign off on this one?
I don't think so, but the listeners out here know that I will want to point you to the social media pages and the website. That's talchamber.com, talchamber.com. And we're also Tal Chamber on all of our social media. We encourage you to log on there and participate in conversations with us. We'd love to have you.
Joseph, thanks again for being with us. And everyone, thanks as always for listening. We'll see you real soon.